Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, let's talk about moving from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. You know, I got this idea last night. I went to a free workshop that Lifestyles Unlimited was putting on, and you know, it was a really well-prepared and well-orchestrated event. All of the folks that were in attendance were there trying to figure out if, you know, our organization is the right fit for them when it comes to real estate investing. And as they went through the presentation last night, you know, it kind of dawned on me that maybe you and the audience need to hear that segment about the middle class versus millionaire's mindset, because I'm guessing a lot of you are struggling with that. You know, a lot of you are trying to figure out how to get out of the rat race, how to get yourself retired. And we're going to get into that a little bit today. And I want to give you the information that I think you need to hear. But before we do, let's talk about achieving your financial independence. And we do this by talking about real estate to build wealth and passive realized monthly income. And we accomplish this with groups of single family houses or little apartment complexes or even large apartment complexes all the way up to 800 units. And this is the business model that works. The business model that you, the average American, uses is normally the scrimp and save your way to retirement plan. And you tend to think that financial independence comes from having saved up $1 million or $2 million. And I'm just here to tell you, folks, it's not working. It's just not working. Are you aware that 95% of Americans fail to retire by the age of 65? That's right. You heard me correctly. I said 95% of you, because most Americans use that scrimp and save business model. And what people don't do is this: they just don't live in reality. So let me see if I can make my point to you here. Let's say you're 50 years old, and you know, when you're 50 years old, you've already worked 25 or more years. So technically you've got about 15 years left until you quote unquote retire. And people will say to themselves, well, I know I'm 50 and I only have $35,000 saved up, which by the way, is the median savings for people between the ages of 40 and 65. But somehow between the age of 50 and 65, you plan to save up to $1 million. And for some of you, it's going to be hard for you to admit that that's what you're doing, but that is what you're doing. And I'm here to tell you that's not what's going to happen. You know, you can take your $35,000 or whatever you have saved, double it, and that's what you're going to have at the age of 65. And how many of you can retire on $70,000 in the bank? But if you do what we do and you go out and make your money work for you, you're going to have a different result. You know, we on the real estate investing side, you know, we might scrimp and save a little bit too, but it's just that we don't let our money sit. We don't speculate in the stock market. We don't speculate with mutual funds. We invest in income producing assets. Again, real estate that produces cash flow for us. And as a rule, we're trying to get to $8,000 or more in monthly passive income. Now, I know some people don't need that much money, but the reason I use $8,000 is because the average American's bills in the United States is about $4,000. So if you have $8,000 in passive income coming in, you know, that leaves you about $4,000 a month for things like romance, fun, travel, gifts, ooh, unexpected medical costs. You know, it just sets you up for success. And $8,000 a month is a lot of money, especially when it's almost all tax-free. And that's due to the depreciation write-offs that we get in real estate. And that's what we're talking about doing. And it's a thing called passive income that we're talking about. And when it's completely passive, you have reached a level beyond what we call achieving retirement. Now, that's when your passive income meets or exceeds your normal bills. So, why do we harp on this so much? Because what you're doing, it's just not working. What you're doing is going to fail you in the end. And imagine you trying to get to the age of 65 with about $70,000 in savings. And let's just, you know, for giggles and grins, let's just say you've got $70,000 in the bank and it's going to cost you about $4,000 a month to live. How long can you go? Well, my calculator says 17 and a half months. That means by the age of 67, you're going to run out of money. And guess what? You've got a couple of options. You can either try and live off Social Security, which, you know, isn't going to provide you a ton of money, or you can live off Social Security and go back to work. And I'll tell you, I have seen so many elderly people working at so many places. And I casually ask them, you know, hey, how are you? What you doing? I try and strike a conversation with them because I'm trying to get to the nitty gritty of why they're working. Now, some of them say, hey, I'm retired and I'm doing this job because I'm bored. I just, you know, I can only go fishing so many times. I can only go camping so many times. I can only watch the birds in the park so many times. So I went back to work because it gives me something to do. It gives me a sense of purpose. And I'll tell you, for those people, that's totally fine. But they're the exception to the rule. What I tend to get is this. Well, you know, I was invested in the stock market in 2007 and we had that major crash and I lost a huge portion of my retirement savings. And that money has not really recovered well for me since that time period. So as a result, I have run out of money because I tried to retire myself. I can't live on Social Security. So I'm doing this job at the big box store because number one, they're the only ones that were interested in hiring me. And number two, I need the money in order to sustain some form of lifestyle. And when I ask them what their lifestyle's like, you know what they tell me? They tell me it's not as wonderful as they hoped it would be in retirement. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get into that millionaire's mindset and how to transition out of the middle class mindset. And in doing so, getting yourself to a point of retirement. And remember, you can always call in at 855-497-4335. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, just want to point out to you, we've got a new call-in number. It may be a little different than what you expect. So let me give you that number. This is a live call-in show, so if you have a question about real estate you would like to ask, I'll do my best at answering the question. But that call-in number is now 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. And I know a lot of you like to send me email because you don't want to call in. You just don't want to be on the air. And I'm okay with that. So what you can do is you can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal, A-S-K-A-L. It's as simple as that, at luinc.com. And that email will come directly to me. I don't have any screeners. I don't have a receptionist that reviews my emails. Everything comes in directly to me, and I respond directly back to you. And that's how it works, and that's the way we do business, and it's worked quite well for us for the last 29 plus years. But what we're doing today is we're going to see about getting you out of that middle class mindset and transitioning you over into that millionaire's mindset. Now, I tell you, there's all kinds of stuff out there on the web that you can look up, you know, how to do the millionaire's mindset, yada, yada, yada. But I'll tell you, the way we approach it is a lot differently. We're not going to give you a list of things. We're not going to give you some chants that you have to do or affirmations you have to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of negative stuff out there too. And what I want you to do is avoid all that negative stuff, because when you transition your mind, when you start thinking like a millionaire thinks, you're going to have a change in your life. You're going to have a change in how you approach things. And to be honest with you, it's not that hard to do. You don't have to, you know, go on a 30-day program or anything like that. What you just need to do is sit back and listen to what I have to tell you. And to be honest with you, in order to understand the millionaire's mentality, it's really best for us to start looking at the opposite, or the employee, or what we call the middle class mentality. And that's exactly the mentality that I had before I came to Lifestyles Unlimited. And like many of you, I was taught that my path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness was to do well in school so that I could get into a good college, get a college degree, and then go get a good job with a company that I could depend on to provide me with a paycheck, and then take care of me in retirement with either pensions or stock options or 401ks or whatever the flavor of the day savings program was at that particular time. And I followed that recommended path, as many of you have done, and here's the result that I got. I did well in school, and I was able to get into a good college. I went to the University of Southern California, and I'm still bitter about Vince Young and the University of Texas beating us out for the national championship in 2005. But I digress. And you know, I was in this good college, but I couldn't really afford it. I was able to earn a 4-year Army ROTC scholarship that paid for my tuition, but room and board were my responsibility. So can you say hello to student loan debt? Yeah, I had a little bit of that in my background too. But ultimately, I earned my commission as an officer in the Army, and I started on my military career. Now, 27 years later, let's go ahead and fast forward there, 27 whole years, the Army had selected me for promotion, and I was jazzed. I was absolutely jazzed. I mean, I was like, wow, this is awesome. I'm actually going to make it to the next rank, which affords me more time in the service and also gives me more pay and allowance. Oh, and by the way, it also tends to up my retirement pension amount. So I went overseas to do my job on a deployment. And while I was there, I got a letter from the Army saying, congratulations, you've been selected for retirement. See, unbeknownst to me, the Army does what the Army does. And what they were looking at is the number of people in my current grade at that time, or rank, I should say. And, you know, how many positions were actually available for people to promote. And when they looked at my years of service, I was pretty much maxed out. They just made the decision that it was time for me to go. So I came home from an overseas deployment. I went to a little place called Fort Hood. I out-processed the Army. And next thing I know, I was basically unemployed. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. So I went from career to unemployment just like that. And unfortunately for me, my retirement pension did not cover my living expenses. And I'll tell you, I had a really big problem. And Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, you know, his first student had a similar experience in corporate America, where he worked 60 hours a week for 5 years straight to build his sales team up into an award-winning team that they, you know, basically they were able to compete, and they won national sales contests for that organization. And as part of his reward, he was sent on an all-expense paid vacation to Hawaii. I mean, that sounds pretty good. I mean, you work hard, you do great things for the organization, and they buy you a couple tickets to go to Hawaii, and you get to spend some time there and kind of unwind and realize that, hey, maybe I've achieved something here. But here's the kicker. When he arrived back home, he discovered that his company had reassigned his entire team of veteran salesmen throughout the entire sales force. And in exchange for that, this is what they did. They assigned him a new batch of rookies fresh out of college. You know, their thought was this, that since he had done such a great job of training the first batch of salespeople, they could use his expertise to train a brand new batch of recruits. And that was all well and good, except it amounted to, now get this, a $20,000 a year pay cut for him because his pay was dependent on the performance of his team. And I'd like to ask your, I'd like you, let me get untongue-tied here. I'd like you to ask yourself, in the terms of, you know, your total adult working lifetime, would you consider 5 years to be a long time? Well, most of us have been conditioned to believe that it's not a really long time, especially when you consider that we tend to work 35 to 45 years before we get to that so-called retirement age. But I'd like to suggest just the opposite to you. You see, 5 years is a tremendous amount of time, and a lot can change in the corporate, national, and even the world economies in that amount of time. I mean, just look back to the event starting in, say, 2014, and all the change that occurred in the 5 years thereafter leading up until today. How we really need to look at a five-year time period is like this. If we've been doing anything for 5 years straight, you know, like working 40 to 50 hours a week, and that work has not produced enough passive income to meet or exceed our bills, then what we're doing is, quite frankly, ineffective, and it needs to change. Now, I'll tell you what. We're getting ready to go to break here, and when we come back from break, I'm going to get you more information on changing your mind from that middle-class mindset to that millionaire's mentality. And just a reminder, you can call me at 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. We'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're trying to help you migrate from the middle class mentality over to the millionaire's mentality. And it's important that you do this in spite of what naysayers say, because you have to get away from what you are currently doing, because what you're doing is ineffective and it needs to change. Now, just to give you an idea of what kind of trouble I went through, I retired from the Army in 2014. It was a good day, but it was a bad day too. It was good because it was the end of a military career. I had spent literally a little over 27 years serving in the United States Army. Wouldn't change any of that for anything. Now, some of the things that occurred while I was serving, yeah, some of those things I'd like to change, but you know, you can't go back in the past because there's no rewind button on your life. But here's what I went through. You see, my pension, and I grew up you know, in the Army, thinking that, you know, the general consensus was you get your 20 years in, you're going to get a pension, and that pension's going to be everything you need. And then, you know, the conventional wisdom was this: you leave the Army when you retire, and then you go out and find yourself a job that pays you the difference between what you were earning in the Army and what your pension pays. Now, the dirty little secret is this: when I retired from the Army, I was 50 years old. And I'll tell you, even though I had what I would consider a pretty impressive resume, most employers didn't think that I had much of a resume. And even though I had a lot of leadership and managerial experience, what I didn't have per se was industry related experience. And no matter how hard I tried to articulate the things that I did in the military and compare them to what occurs in, say, Fortune 500 America or just corporate America or even in other forms of government, it just wasn't panning out for me. And I went into kind of a dark place because, you know, I'm trying to support my household. I need a certain amount of money, but I'm only making a third of what I need. And what that caused me to do was several things. First of all, I burned through what little savings I had. I think I had amassed maybe about 2 months worth of savings. So that didn't last very long. And then I turned to title loans. You see, I had paid off all of my vehicles. I was following that Dave Ramsey style mindset. And I realized that, you know, now I had some assets that I could borrow money on. So I literally put loans on each of my vehicles as I needed the money to help sustain my lifestyle. In the meantime, I'm still trying to get a job. I'm still out there interviewing, or trying to get interviews, I should say, because I didn't get very many interviews. And, you know, when the money ran out from all the title loans, guess where I turned to? Yeah, I turned to the darkest of all places called credit cards. And I started taking cash advances out on my credit cards in order to meet my requirements. Now, I will tell you that after about 10 months, I was able to secure a position with the municipal government near where I live. And, you know, I thought, okay, well, here's the job I'm going to do. And it's going to be what it's going to be. Now, I will tell you that the job that I did, I actually enjoyed the work. I worked with some great people in the community. I worked with some great people just in general that were looking to do economic development. But what I didn't like was I didn't like the culture of the city that I worked in. It was very, very cold, very, very backstabbishy, very, very much, you know, people trying to claw their way to the top. And see, I had already done that with the Army, so I had no interest in any of that stuff. But what I realized was this: I was probably going to have to work until I was 70 or beyond, because, you know, my retirement philosophy, my retirement plan had failed me in a big way. And, you know, something needed to change, and it needed to change for the better, because what I was doing was ineffective. And I'll tell you, it's exactly that kind of change that I was thinking about after I lost my job and couldn't find one. After all, I'd gone out there and done everything I was supposed to do, but nonetheless, I was left feeling like, well, I'll just say it, I felt like a failure. And it was during that time that I was reading a book by Tony Robbins called Unlimited Power. Now, if you haven't read the book, go out and get it. It's a must read. It will definitely help you out when it comes to helping you change your mindset from that middle class mentality over to that millionaire's mentality. But in his book, he says that there's no such thing as failure versus success. There are only results. He went on to say that if you're evaluating your life as failure or success, your evaluation will be ego-based. And you have to be really careful when it comes to the ego, because your ego will be more concerned with being right, usually according to what others think of you, than being effective. And your ego doesn't care that you're actually getting what you want out of life, only that it appears to others that you have everything you want. You know, I live in a neighborhood with a lot of people that have that mindset. I mean, they live in nice houses, they drive nice cars, you know, but but I wonder how many of them are just one paycheck away from disaster, and it's troublesome. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, I was literally one paycheck away from disaster, because by the time I finally got that job in the municipal government, I'd pretty much exhausted everything that I had to provide income. Oh yeah, and we were shaving down our expenses. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we didn't you know, keep living what I would call a lavish lifestyle, if you could call what we lived a lavish lifestyle. And here's the other thing. My wife was a stay-at-home mom, so we didn't have any additional income. So when I retired, that was it. I mean, we had a pension, and that's all we had. And that was a bad way for us. I mean, we were in a bad place. But this is what I did. I decided to take Tony Robbins' advice seriously, and instead of looking at myself as a failure, which I did very, very heavily, by the way, I would just consider that, you know, I went out there, I did what I did, and I got a result. And it's at this point that Robin says you have two choices. You can either continue down the path you're on and use the trial and error method, where you make a little change to get a new result, you make a few more changes to get another result, or you can do what Andrew Carnegie suggested over 100 years ago, which is this: stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Simply go out and find someone who has in life done what you want to do and intimidate them. Now, Carnegie called this a mastermind group. Tony Robbins calls it a role model or mentor. And, you know, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we use the term mentor because that's really what we're all about. So, you know, I don't know about you, but option two made a lot more sense to me than option one. So I decided to act on Robin's advice and go out and find a mentor. So one of the first places I looked was to my family members. After all, these are the people that we love, we admire, and we respect the most. But you have to be careful when looking for a mentor, because love and admiration aren't necessarily your criteria in this regard. You'll have to make sure that your mentor is someone with the financial independence and overall balance in their life that you hope to have. So with all due respect to my family members, I have to say that none of them had the results that I was trying to achieve. And the harsh reality is that none of them therefore qualified to be my mentor. So the next place I looked for a mentor was to some of my friends and my old workplace. But in my experience, I found much the same thing. Most of my friends were in the same or even worse financial position than I was. Sure, some appeared on the surface that they were doing quite well, but I know that they were living out a borrowed lifestyle where if something happened to their income tomorrow, they would be wiped out and they would lose it all. And then there was one former boss that appeared to be doing very well financially, but after doing some digging, I discovered he was estranged from his two grown daughters and married to wife number four. You see, he had sacrificed his entire personal life on the altar of his career, and I was simply not willing to make that kind of a personal trade-off. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'll finish up my discussion on transitioning you from that middle-class mindset to that millionaire's mindset on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. So on today's show, we've been talking a little bit about the things that you need to do to transition from a middle-class mindset over to a millionaire's mindset. And in the last segment, we talked about mentors and where you can find mentors. And quite frankly, you know, where I looked for mentors didn't always return the right type of feedback that I needed. For instance, you know, I was looking to my family as maybe someone in my family could be a mentor for me. But the reality of it is this: they love me, they admire me, they cherish me, and because of that, they're probably not willing to tell me what I need to hear as a mentor. Nor is anybody in my family financially independent. Everyone in my family is working hard at a job. They're stuck in that middle class mindset. They don't have a lot of money saved for retirement, and it's a shame, and I feel bad for them, but they've got to change their own minds, and they've got to move forward. Now, I share this information with them, but you know how it is when you share information with your family. Sometimes they take it with a grain of salt. Sometimes they just reject it. Sometimes they actually listen, but, you know, that's usually the exception and not the rule. You know, and then I was talking about, you know, how I looked for a mentor at my last place of work, and I was looking amongst my friends. And you know what I found? I found that they were struggling with the same things that I was struggling with. So, you know, nobody in that pool of people really returned with, how do I say it? None of them could be my mentor is probably the best way to say it, because none of them had achieved what I was trying to achieve. Now, here's what I did next. I was about to spend a fortune on books and CDs from the guys on late night TV. You know, you've seen them. They're you know, all the infomercials and stuff. But, you know, in doing my research before I purchased that stuff, I found that there's a reason these guys buy those late night TV slots. And it's not because the slots are cheap or inexpensive. They buy them because, well, what do people with financial problems have trouble doing? Sleeping, right? Yeah, it's a strategy. I also found the majority of people who spend thousands of dollars on books and CDs find themselves no closer to actually owning any real estate, and certainly no closer to having a mentor or surrounding themselves with successful, like-minded people. So in my pursuit to find a mentor, gain a qualified real estate education, and surround myself with successful, like-minded people, I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, my life has changed absolutely for the better. We became members in 2017. We went through the 2-day financial freedom workshop, and that workshop is incredible. It tells you everything you need to know in order to be a successful real estate investor. And it's everything A to Z. And I wish I had time on the show to run you through all the topics, but I just don't. What I'd recommend you do is come to one of our free workshops, and we'll get some in-depth information for you. It's also the beginning basis for what we call the roadmap to success, and you're going to learn some things there. You're going to learn how we invest in properties the correct way. We buy single-family properties using hard money assets, and those are very specialized loans that allow us to get into properties for less money out of pocket. And why is that important? Because what you'll find is when you when you put the least amount of money possible into the acquisition of a property, what you're going to find is that your returns are a lot better. So, for instance, if you bought a property all cash, you're going to get a certain return. But if you leverage that property correctly and you do it with a hard money loan to acquire and do the rehabilitation on the property, and then you get it stabilized with the tenant, and then you you refinance out of that hard money loan into long-term conventional financing, you're going to find that it takes a lot less money than the way you're probably used to buying investment property, which is this. You go and find a property that's worth a certain amount of money. The bank says, we'll loan you 80% of the purchase price, meaning you're going to have to come in with 20%. You turn around and tell the bank, hey, there's repair costs. And you know what the bank tells you? That's fine. There's repair costs. Those come out of your pocket. We're not interested in loaning you money on those. Whereas in a hard money loan or a hard money transaction, what's going to happen is the hard money lender is going to look at what the potential is for the property. Okay, they're going to look at what we call the after repair value, and they're going to assess what that value is, and it's really based on what properties in that neighborhood all fixed up are selling for. And what they're willing to do is they're willing to loan you about 70% of that after repair value. So let's say just for instance, you're able to acquire a property for $50,000, but the after repair value is $100,000. So it's going to take about $20,000 in repairs. So now this is just for argument's sake, and this is just to give you a very, very plain example of what I'm talking about. But if you've got an after repair value of $100,000, and it's going to take you $50,000 to acquire the property, it's going to take you $20,000 to rehabilitate the property, and then maybe you've got about anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 in closing and holding costs for the entire transaction. What you're looking at, if you're doing the math with me, is that hard money lender is going to give you about 70% of that after repair value. So really, what they're winding up doing is they're covering the acquisition cost of $50,000. They're covering the repair cost of $20,000, and you're reaching into your pocket to pull out about anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to cover any of the ancillary expenses. Okay, and then once you get the property rehabilitated and you find that quality tenant and you put that tenant in place and the property becomes stabilized, you go to the conventional lender, and the conventional lender says, okay, we're going to loan you 80% of, or let's go with 75%. Let's just go with 75% of that after repair value. So what's going to happen is that that essentially is going to pay off the hard money loan and pay for some additional costs and carrying costs. And when it's all said and done, you came out of pocket about $10,000 to do that deal. Now, compare that to the original example that I gave you, which is this. If you were able to buy that property for $50,000 with $20,000 worth of rehab, and you go through your normal conventional lender, you know, the big banks, they're going to loan you about 80% of that $50,000 or $40,000, and you're going to have to come out of pocket $10,000 to acquire the property, and then you're going to have to come out of pocket another $20,000 for all the rehab, and then you're going to have to come out of pocket another $5,000 to $10,000 for all the closing and holding costs. So what we're looking at now is we're looking at $35,000 to $40,000 to do the deal, and that's not the way we do the deals, folks. We do them smart. We think them through. And quite frankly, it's because we have quality mentors on our side that help us learn these techniques and tactics. It makes it easy. It's also because we surround ourselves with like-minded individuals, and it's with those like-minded individuals we can bounce ideas off of, or we can lean on each other to see how a particular property went down. How did a fellow member acquire a property? What did they do to acquire it? What did it cost them? What's the after repair value? What did it cost for repairs? How long did it take them to find a tenant? What kind of interest rates did they get on their final conventional loans? You see, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we share all that information, and we share it freely. And the reason we share it freely is because we want to help each other succeed. And that's one of the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we do a little event called a case study. We do them once a month in all of our normal offices, and then we do some national case studies for our people living outside of Texas or the Phoenix market. And these case studies are very powerful because it gives you the opportunity to witness two of our members that are focused on single family properties. Usually one is one of the members is somebody that's just kind of new to doing this. They're going to talk about maybe their first or their second deal so that you can see that, yeah, you can actually get started and this stuff works. Then we'll have another member on that's a little more seasoned of a single family investor. They probably have five or six deals or more in their pocket. So you can see how people can transition and start building up that portfolio. And then we're going to bring a multifamily investor on the stage, and that person is going to share the everything that they did to acquire, rehabilitate, and get leased up their multifamily property. And I'll tell you, it's this information that we share that becomes an incredible learning experience. And that's in addition to the incredible learning experience you get when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you go through the two-day financial freedom course, which, by the way, everybody in Lifestyles Unlimited goes through. It's basically if we were the Marine Corps, it would be the crucible for us. Hey, looks like we're getting ready to come to the end of the show, and I hope you got some good information from me today. And remember, you can always send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And remember, everything we do at Lifestyles is not for the money. It is for that lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.